Christian relationship is all about relationship. Religion is all about relationships. I was taught I was a community-based faith organizer, faith-based community organizer, and one of the strongest principles we had was the power rest in the relationship with me. Say that with me. The power
is in the relationship.
No relationship.
No power.
You see, when you don't have a good relationship,
that's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
I don't care how pretty you pray. No relationship. I don't care how big a car you drive. No relationship. No power. The power is in the relationship. Glory. And so I'm glad to say that we do have a great working relationship with the pastor of this church. Amen. We have a good relationship with our church. I'm so glad that when I spoke to Sister Rosalind and the choir members earlier, that they told me that they would be here.
Amen.
The musician could not make it, but the choir, amen.
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 Y'all all right with me?
All right now.
Because I had the round it of the reserve just in case. Another good saying is if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Amen. So you got to have a plan. Isn't that right? My brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be long with you. I didn't know Sister Jennifer was going to do all that. But I knew it wasn't Sister Jennifer, amen?
Amen.
It was the power in the relationship.
All right.
So if you have your Bibles with you on this Sunday where we consecrate the leadership of the church, we invite your attention, if you have your Bibles with you, to the 34th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy.
Oh, no.
Try to get there with you. And then when you get to the 34th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, then go to Joshua 1. Some of us, like me. All right. Listen now for God's word, for it says in the 34th chapter, in the 9th verse, it says, Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, because Moses, say Moses, had laid his hands on him, and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And then turn to that Joshua, the first chapter, and I'm just going to share with you one verse. Verse number 9. For it says, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. For the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, Lord, fall afresh on us. Melt us and mold us until we are truly thine. God, we thank you so much for this day. One that you've made for us. One that we've never seen before. And yet, oh God, you saw and you loved us enough to give it to us. And we just praise you and thank you. Yesterday is gone. And we might not be here tomorrow. But we have, come on somebody, this moment to worship you in spirit and in truth. Spirit of the living God, just fall on us right now. Rescue me from me. Hide me behind your cross so that these your people might hear whatever it is that you have for them to hear in spite of anything that I say or do. And Lord, I'll be so captive to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For to you belongs all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the strong and mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. Let us all say
amen.
And amen. Reverend Allen invited me. He said, Reverend Laws, I am consecrating my leadership on this Sunday. As I said, we had a working, he's been to Scott a couple of times, and I saw him over at the reception, amen, for the mayor. And that's a good man right there. You know, because when he came to visit Scott, he said, I've got to have you to come over and bless us over at Shiloh. And I had never been, amen, over here to share a word. And I know it was weighing on his heart. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it. And he just said, when he first saw Reverend, when you coming? Yeah. And the guilt hit me because the last time he asked me, it was a conflicting day because it was a conflict in my schedule and I couldn't make it. But I didn't care what was there. I was gonna make it this time because I valued the relationship. Say relationship. And so I said, whenever you want me to come, just let me know. He said, check your schedule. I said, no, just tell me when you want me. And I'm gonna come. He said, I'm consecrating my leaders on this day, and I want you to come and share a word with us. And so I brought a word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For those of you who have been nominated, amen.
Amen.
And petitioned for leadership here at Shiloh Church. It has been said that everything rises and falls on leadership. Isn't that right? And leadership, my sisters and brothers, is a great responsibility. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We're all the leaders in some capacity or another. Yeah. I wish I had a witness this morning.
Amen.
You may be leading a family.
Amen.
You may be leading an organization.
Yeah.
You may be an elected official or a leader in your community.
Yeah.
Or on a leader on an athletic team or leader in the scouting unit.
Yeah.
You may be a choral or a musical leader. Uh-huh. Isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
But we are all leaders in one way or another.
Amen.
But I want to specifically talk about being a leader in God's community. Isn't that right?
All right.
In God's community of faith, the place that we call the church. And whether you've been appointed or not, whether you have been asked to serve or not, it really doesn't matter, isn't it right?
Amen.
The question I want us to answer this morning is, are you ready?
Yes.
As one of God's leaders,
yes.
As one of God's people,
yes.
To step up and step out,
yes, sir.
On the promises of God.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
I lift that up as a message I preach around this time of the year, and when we consecrate our leaders, and I want to share it with you, because it involves promises. Promises sort of like a covenant, isn't that right?
Yes,
kind of like what we did when you said you was going to get me to come over. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And as we think about promises, you know, promises can mess you up. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Sometimes depending upon the reliability of the one who made the promise.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yeah. Amen.
And I know that Reverend Allen was kind of disappointed the first time he asked me not to. Really? It messes you up.
Yes, it does.
Huh?
I didn't give up.
A promise has been defined as an oral or written agreement.
Yes, sir.
To do or not to do something. So when you make me a promise, come on, somebody. To pick me up from somewhere, isn't that right? At a certain time in a certain place to take me to a certain destination, and I'm trusting in the promise that you made.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Because I could have called somebody else. I could have made some other kind of arrangements.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right? But I trusted and I depended upon you. I could have called the bus. Or maybe I could have even walked. But because I was depending upon you, and based upon what you said, you made me a promise, isn't that right? And I was trusting in your promise, and because of your promise, I passed up on a great opportunity.
Yes.
Have you ever been there, church?
Yes.
When you were depending upon somebody to do or not to do. You know how we do sometimes.
Amen.
Baby, I'm not going to do it no more. You know how we do.
Amen.
You messed up.
Yeah.
You got caught.
Yeah, yeah.
Your lie didn't work. So you made this promise, baby.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to do that no more.
All right.
But you know, church, Satan don't get busy. Huh?
All right. Yes, sir.
Until you've made a decision.
Yeah.
To do something, then the devil gets busy.
That's right. Yes.
And Satan,
yes,
Satan is something else.
Yeah. Right.
Look here, you think the Lord know you?
Come on.
He knows just where to hit you. In the right. Satan knows your weakest spot.
Yes, does.
If you love to eat, the minute you say I'm giving up such and such, you know how we do at the beginning of the year. I'm going on a diet, huh?
That's right.
Come on, I'm gonna fast, huh? I'm giving it, and just because you said that, the family want to throw a gathering.
Yeah, all right, preacher. All right.
And cook all of your special foods. Huh? But you promised. Preacher said, just that one day. Needed just one day. Look at here, y'all. He don't even need a whole day. Just give him a good hour. He gonna mess you up.
I hear you.
I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Making promises. We make promises to one another. You make promises to your boss. Don't you be late no more. Some of you not working right now because what? You made a promise. A promise is a what? A promise. It's an agreement. And so when you make one, you got to be sure that you can stand by, because a promise can mess you up. And sometimes, depending on the reliability of one who made the promises, am I right about it? It can truly mess you up.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because someone is promised, is depending upon, is trusting in the promises that you made.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Folk will pass up opportunities. But let's be real this morning, church. People will let you down. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
But now God, on the other hand, is not one who will make false promises. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Or tell you a lie. If God says it's so, on God you can rely.
Amen.
That's why I like this word in our text this morning. God made a promise to Joshua,
yes,
saying, I'll be with you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You know the story, church. Moses, that great servant of God, is dead. So Joshua is appointed and is anointed a prophet and preacher and teacher, chosen by God,
yeah,
to move the people forward. And Joshua had to step up and step out on the promises of God.
Yeah.
Now you would have to be out of your mind. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
To want to succeed a great leader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Because
of the pressure. You know, the pressure is great on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, preacher? It's hard to live down to a good preacher that preceded you.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
it is.
It's rough.
Yeah, it is.
Because the minute you get there,
mm-hmm,
well, Reverend so-and-so.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there? Us didn't always,
yes,
in the right,
yes,
do it that way.
Yes.
When Reverend so-and-so was here,
yes,
we did it this way.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And it's hard to feel accepted.
Right.
You know how we are. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Whoever follows a great leader will be measured by him. You know how we do. Well, Mr. So-and-so didn't do it this way. But if God called you, isn't that right?
Amen.
If God sent you,
yes,
to step up and step out on God's promises, then everything is going to be all right.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Do you know that this morning?
Because
God will not call and God will not equip and not God will not call you and not equip you.
Because
if God calls you, he will equip you.
Amen.
God doesn't just call those who are equipped, but he also equips those that he calls. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
God will never be short of leaders.
My Lord.
A lot of folk think that because they...
Huh?
And it's evident today. Isn't that right? God always sends somebody when he needs somebody. Am I right about it? God always makes provisions for God's vision. When God was ready for Pharaoh to be moved from Pharaoh's throne, Moses was born. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah.
When God needed a great killer of the giant, David.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Was born. When he needed a king, David came,
yeah,
to build a temple.
Yeah.
Solomon was there.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
When God got tired of segregation in his heart, he gave us a Rosa Parks. When God was ready for a nationwide civil rights movement, Dr. Martin Luther King came on the scene. I wish I had a witness this morning. When God got ready to put some color in Baton Rouge mayor's office, Melvin Chip Holden was born. When God got ready to put some soul in the White House, Barack Obama was born. When God got ready to raise up a leader, a woman leader, to succeed our fallen male black leader, he raised up a Demetrius Slaughter. Isn't God all right? God is always preparing somebody to step up and step out on his promises. As God has a purpose for all of us. All of us are leaders. Isn't that right? And in my mind's eye, I can see God having a conversation with Joshua. I can hear him saying, "Come here, Joshua. Sit down. You see, I promised Moses that I'd be with him. And now, Joshua, I'm going to promise you something too. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Moses and was faithful to him. I kept him and I never left him. But now Moses was a good man, but he was gone now. And Joshua, it's your time to step up and step out. Because what I did for Moses, I can do for you. Because listen, I'm no respecter of person, but I am a respecter of principle. And the principle is that I'm the power and the God behind and in the person. And if you trust him and you just trust and obey my promises, I can do absolutely anything through you and for you. Come on, somebody. Look at what God said in verse 3. He said, every place the sole of your feet will tread upon, I've already given to you. As I promised to Moses, I promise I make to you. And verse 5 says, no man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And check this out, church. I will not fail you or forsake you. God is saying here, I'm making you a promise, Moses. I'm making you a promise, Joshua. And all you have to do, all you have to do this morning, those who have been called to be leaders, is to order your steps in God's word. And don't turn from it. Don't turn to the right. And don't turn to the left. And you will succeed. Come on, somebody. You see, Joshua needed some encouragement. And somebody here this morning, you've been nominated, you've been selected, but you need some encouragement. And I'm here to encourage you this morning. And I stop by to tell you, is all you have to do is step up and step out on God's promises. One songwriter, he put it this way. He said, I'm standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. When the howling tempest of storms assail, I'm standing on the promises of God. Bound, come on somebody, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with God's, with the Spirit's sword. I'm standing on the promises of God. All you have to do is trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, and he will direct your path. Won't he do it? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he do it this morning? The Lord will make a way somehow. He will make a way somehow.